Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For decades, the media has been reporting that the Social Security system is in trouble. And here are just a few recent news headlines. ABC News reported Social Security is running out of money, with benefits on track to be reduced by 2035. AARP recently said, how much longer will Social Security last? And the Washington Post, will Social Security be around when I'm ready to retire? So, we've invited our next guest to help us take a look at the situation through Social Security's recently released annual report. John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital in Greenwood, South Carolina, where he is now. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at this Social Security annual report that was released recently.
The big finding in this year's report was that if outflows continue at the rate they are, as well as inflows, that the Old Age and Survivor Insurance Trust would be depleted by 2034. Now, that's a year later than what last year's report indicated, but still a problem. The Disability Insurance Trust, the part that funds disability, is projected to run dry by 2052, which is a full 20 years later than was projected in last year's report. The problem arises when you look at the tax year beginning 2035, where tax income is projected to cover only 75% of old age and survivors insurance benefits through a long-term projection period of 75 years.
Okay, and so with this less than optimistic long-term outlook for Social Security, what's your opinion on, or does the report give us an idea of what needs to be done?
Yes, the report does give us an idea of what needs to be done, and Congress really has some tough decisions to make. It's not another can you can kick down the road, so to speak. They really need to do something sooner rather than later. Some of the possible changes that have been tossed about are going to alienate different factions of the voting public, of course, when you go changing the parameters of Social Security benefits. Some of the possible changes are increasing the full retirement age from its current age of 67 to 70, an increase in current payroll tax from what is currently 12.4% to possibly 15% or more, and a decrease in monthly benefits, or a combination of any of those three.
And so what are some planning steps then that people can take who want to try to be prepared if nothing happens from Congress and, you know, they are not yet receiving retirement Social Security benefits?
What I would recommend is they have a frank conversation with a financial planner. They need to discuss things such as how much income will I need in retirement? How will a lesser benefit from Social Security affect my standard of living? How will I generate more income from the assets that I currently have, or generate more assets just by saving more to make up that difference? Lastly, they should create a budget to track their spending and look for ways to carve out a little extra money to put towards retirement. So the goal of our discussion today is not to frighten anyone, but to inform them that Social Security changes are very likely down the road. The longer we as citizens wait to be in dealing with them, then we'll definitely have problems there as well. So as individuals, we need to be well-informed. We need to vote and use our vote to put people in office who are looking to make positive changes so that we can achieve our goals later in life.
And I imagine just about every financial planner out there will say that regardless, you should never count on Social Security as your sole support during retirement.
Yes, sir. That is a conversation I have with my clients quite frequently. I want them to create a plan and accumulate assets that will generate enough income for them to live in the manner that they're accustomed to, and then look at Social Security benefits as essentially icing on the cake. That if you do get benefits, which I fully expect people who are working now to receive future Social Security benefits, it just may not be what they are currently counting on.
Well, John, as always, great information. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to speak with you as always.
John Cooper is a certified financial planner with Greenwood Capital. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.